You are listening to 5 Minute Fables. Stories are the currency of human contact. They offer us a door into another world. Everyone enjoys a good story, and everyone needs a good story. Stories make us happy, they make us cry, and most importantly, they make us think and they make us grow. This project was produced in conjunction with Impact Theatre and Wired FM. It was recorded and produced in Wired FM and Impact Theatre in Limerick during the winter of 2006. All the stories in this programme are original and were written and recorded by Limerick young people in Impact Theatre and Wired FM studios. This project was funded by the BCI Sound and Vision Fund and Wired FM.
There was two friends named Brian and Helen. They loved to go on Brian's shed. One day Helen said to Brian, "Do you want to go on the shed?" "Yes," Brian said. "Did I mention Brian and Helen are superheroes?" "Nobody knows that they are superheroes." So they went up on top of Brian's shed. Some people that Brian and Helen knew came up onto their shed. Brian and Helen shouted it was too unstable, but it broke. Helen and Brian could fly, so they flew down where the roof broke. All of their friends died when they fell. When Helen and Brian flew down, they realised it was a secret base. Then suddenly the light went, then it went back, and then I noticed Helen was gone. I looked down and then I saw footprints. I used one of my powers to see whose footprints they were. I got the results. The footprints belonged to Helen, so I started to follow them. Then they led to a room. So I rushed into the room. Then the door shut behind me. Then I knew it was a trap. Then 7 robots came. They had lots of guns. Luckily, I dodged all the bullets. Then I shot lasers out of my eyes. The laser damaged the robots, but it did not destroy them. I said to myself, I have to think outside the box, and that was it. When Brian said outside the box, the first thing he thought was a box. Luckily, when I came in, I noticed there was a pile of boxes and loads of stones. So I turned around and saw them. I was not dumb. So I knew if I threw the stones, it would not destroy the robots. So I put the stones in the box. Then I used my heat vision to light the boxes on fire, and I used my super strength to throw the boxes at the robots. It blew the robot up, and I made 6 more and blew all the robots up. Then I saw a second door, and Helen's footprints were there. So I broke down the door, and Helen was there. Then I noticed Helen was tied to a bomb. The bomb said 59, 58, 57, etc. It was going to blow up. I freed Helen and we made it out just in time. And me and Helen never went on the shed again.
Was, ye had gone off gallivanting around Europe, leaving me all on my own. So Sarah decided to come over to make sure I'm not lonely or anything. And when she was coming up the driveway, she tripped over that enormous potted plant you decided to put in front of the door, smashed off the door and hit her head. Oh, God, there was blood and glass and everything all over the place. She was roaring. So, God, it wasn't my fault that there's a crack in the door. Now, at this point, I think I know what the next question is going to be. Slowly, and yet extremely calmly, my parents asked me to explain why in God's name are there wine bottles and beer cans all over the hall floor. Well, the thing is, Sarah, she's roaring, right? Except it turns out she's not roaring over that massive cut she has in her face. It's over she's after getting blood all over her new skirt. So Mark, after hearing all of this, runs over and says, I heard from Liam, who heard from Mark, who heard from Gemma, who heard from her mother, that wine is a brilliant stain remover. So we take out the bottles and start pouring wine all over the skirt to make it clean because, you know, we don't want Sarah going into accident and emergency, practically traumatised over the fact that her skirt is ruined. So that is the reason why there is wine bottles and beer cans all over the floor. Their faces are slowly revealing their thoughts on what I'd say seems to be a horror story to them. I really suppose finding Liam asleep on the sofa didn't help matters. Well, the only reason he was there is because he had to come over to help us clean the skirt. And by the time we had finished cleaning it, his parents had gone out and locked him out of the house. I couldn't let the poor boy sleep on the street, for God's sake. And you know he's trustworthy, so just let him sleep on the sofa. I said it would be grand, sure. You wouldn't mind. You know what he's like. How did the slash marks get in the new leather sofa? Well, that's an interesting story, really. See, Mark and I had just figured out that our art project was due for tomorrow. So we're there with the scissors cutting up bits of material and that, and Mark slips on one, goes flying towards the sofa and makes a massive gash in it. Of course, he tried to fix it, but that only made it worse. The sofa was ruined, but it was a total accident. Letting them up the stairs at this point probably wasn't my greatest idea, especially when they spotted Robbie sitting on the stairs drinking our stain removal wine. Well, see, Robbie had to run over across the road to help us all when he heard what had happened to Sarah. On the way over, he became dehydrated, and I went to get him a glass of water, but it turns out the water has been turned off. Am I to be blamed for that? No. So we're thinking, oh my God, we'll have to bring someone else out to the hospital. What do we have to give him? So the only thing we had left really was the wine. It's not like we gave him that much of it. It was only a small drop after all. But what really got them at this point was probably finding two random people in their bed. Well, I personally think they blew it out of all proportion. It's not like my mother didn't know who they were. Well, the thing was, they were over for our art project. We had to borrow scraps of material off them, but the only thing they had on them was their actual clothes. So they said, sure, you can borrow it. And we couldn't let them freeze, sure. So the only room we could send them into was year one. It's the only room fit for human habitation at this point. Personally, I object to the whole entire use of the word party. It's not like I purposefully invited people over to dance, get drunk and snog the face of good-looking lads. Of course, none of this went down very well. So now, basically, I am grounded until I die and I'll be paying for the repair work for at least the next 80 years. I can just tell that my life is going to be a barrel of laughs.
Lucy Marlowe, and you're listening to Shopping Out every Tuesday from 10 to 12. This programme shows one product every week. This week we're showing the Holy Protector.
What is the Holy Protector?
The Holy Protector is an umbrella that you can get a suntan and still be protected from the rain.
How is it different from a normal umbrella?
It is different from a normal umbrella because it has holes in it.
Do people like it?
People love it.
Is it expensive?
Of course not, for it uses less material.
Where can I buy one?
Why, anywhere. Next up, we have the floor flusher.
What is the floor flusher?
The floor flusher is a toilet that leaks.
How is it different from a normal toilet?
It is different from a normal toilet because the leaking water cleans the floor.
Do people like it?
Well, why wouldn't they?
Where can I buy one?
In all hardware shops. Next up, we have our one and only waterproof tea bag.
How is it different from a normal tea bag?
It is different from a normal tea bag because you can use it over and over again.
Do people like them?
Well, I don't know.
Is it expensive?
No, because you only need one. Where can I get one? In every food store. Last thing on this week's show is the inflatable dartboard.
How is it different from a normal dartboard?
It is different from a normal dartboard because every dart that goes in, it gets smaller.
Do people like it?
Most people, I hope.
Where can I buy one?
In any toy store. Well, that's our show for today, and I will be back next Tuesday. Thank you for listening to Shopping Net. Talk to you next week. Bye.
These stories were read in order of broadcast by Brian Barrett, Emer Shahin, Fiona Bulger, and Sarah Gorey.
5 Minute Fables was coordinated by Anne Blake and Darren Maher of Impact Theatre and produced by Miriam Walsh of Wired FM. It was recorded in Impact Theatre and Wired FM Studios in Mary Immaculate College in November 2006.